You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Let's bring on Assemblyman John Rivera. John, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Doing all right this morning. Lots going on this week. Let's start with the opening of Wilkinson Point. You were there with the governor, and another step of progress in the city of Buffalo.
Totally, yeah. No, it's incredible to see it. I mean, when I was a kid, and I'm sure a lot of folks feel the same way, the Outer Harbor was sort of a forgotten, you know, piece of land, and at the time, where Wilkinson Point is now, was essentially storage for the New York Power Authority. But look at it now. I mean, it's a really beautiful space, a space where you can grab a meal, have a good time, you know, be there with your children. It's you know, nimble and flexible enough to do all kinds of things there. And, you know, we're giving more and more reasons for people to come to the water's edge. So it's great.
You know, when you look throughout Buffalo, we do have, you know, a lot of promising projects that, you know, seem to get held up. What was the path of this, and how did we get to the point where we are that it's open today?
Well, you know, it's, you got to give a lot of credit to the governor. You know, this is, you know, really her backyard. You know, she lives right on the waterfront and grew up in Lackawanna, so quite close to Wilkinson Point. But, you know, it's the thought that we all had in Western New York over the decades, in that, you know, there's really, you know, what is our impediment to having a really beautiful waterfront that we could be proud of? You know, you see cities all over the country that are capitalized, that have capitalized on this idea that people want to be near the water. And there's a lot of bad examples, but there's a lot of good examples. And I think what we've been doing these last few years is, you know, the momentum's on our side of what we did, starting at Canal Side, then the state park right there with all the slips, and now we're doing this, and it's going to be more to come. I mean, it's you probably heard the sort of stories around Great Lakes Cruising coming to Buffalo, and that's in the near future too, I think. And you know, we're turning it around after years and years of just sort of, you know, incomplete ideas that never really went anywhere. It's great to see the momentum on our side.
Yes, I wanted to get to the cruise ships that have been in the news. You know, we heard about this a few years ago. That talk kind of quieted down, but now it's back in. What's the realistic future of that? You know, talking about building a dock and when we could actually see ships docking here in Buffalo.
You know, I think it could happen by 2027. You know, we have the land, we have the eagerness, we have the, you know, community support, you know, that's the, you know, that Outer Harbor area, you know, where the Buffalo Outer Harbor Park is and where Wilkinson Point is all state owned through Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation and some through New York State Parks. So, you know, we have it all lined up. I remember years and years and years ago running into all kinds of limitations around the waterfront because ownership was murky. You know, the NFTA owned part of it, then the county owned part of it, then the city owned part of it, then the state owned part of it. But now that we kind of have a more cohesive sort of conversation going on, that it's, you know, we're seeing, you know, the progress and the construction going on. So I think we're benefiting from that. And I think there's plenty of space for it. I mean, I think where the old Pier restaurant was is the ideal location in my mind of where that can go. We have the parking there. We have the space there. We have the access there. It's quick on-ramp to the thruway to anybody that would be arriving. You're right there near Canal Side in downtown. So I think it's a perfect fit.
I know this is the most random comment, Assemblyman, and I apologize, but when you bring up the Pier, all I can think of one summer, William Hung was there. I don't know if you remember him from American Idol. You bring up the Pier, and that's all I think of for some reason. My apologies.
No, years and years. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Now, you are on the Regional Tourism Development. You're also on the Committee on Tourism, Parks, Arts, and Sports Development. You know, during the primary, Buffalo and bringing back Buffalo, including the waterfront, was a big talk between Sean Ryan and Mayor Scanlon and the other candidates. When you look at Buffalo, so what is that next step? What is that next big project? Is it the cruise ships? Is it something else that you think needs to have the attention of the state, of the city, of the county to get done to start seeing, you know, to start seeing downtown Buffalo coming back?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say, you know, the future of downtown Buffalo and the Outer Harbor are interconnected and they're going to feed off each other for the rest of our lives. I think that the big next component of what we have to think about downtown is really how the odd block ends up looking. I think a component of that has to be residential. You know, when you think about where people live downtown, you know, you have the Marine Drive apartments there, which are obviously are right now going through, you know, plans of renovations, which should be, you know, interesting. But really, if you're looking to move to Buffalo, downtown Buffalo and the waterfront are really places where people are thinking. They're thinking of more in the, you know, Elmwood Village, Hurdle Avenue, maybe the medical corridor, but they're not really thinking about downtown Buffalo, and we need to do something. We need to provide amenities in downtown Buffalo. But it's forever going to be the chicken and the egg, and we just need investment because, you know, do we build out amenities hoping that people move in, or do we build out residential and then expect their amenities to come after? I really think we need to invest and double down on all at once. But the good thing about
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
What we've done so far on the waterfront is that we've done no silver bullets. There's no one big thing that if we bank on that, it'll bring everybody around. And, you know, we had that conversation years ago about Bass Pro. And, you know, I believe that Bass Pro not being downtown is fantastic, because I think that just would have been one entity consuming space that could have been good, could have been bad, but for all we know would have ended in a vacant building in the future. We've done everything where it's nimble, where everything is flexible. And, you know, Wilkinson Point is a good example of that. There's a small restaurant that's going to be there. It's going to be open during the summers, and people are going to be able to get food. But then there's also kayak rentals, and there's also going to be bike rentals down the road. And, you know, there's going to be just, you know, there's like mini golf going to be played there. So, you know, there's going to be recreation and spaces for everybody. And as long as we continue to keep it publicly accessible and nimble, that's going to be the key, I think. And then we'll see it build up around it.
Now, for those of you who don't know, Assemblyman Rivera, his district's a lot of waterfront property. So you pick up this information from one part and you can bring it up the district.
Yeah. I mean, I have the good fortune of representing pretty much the entire city of Buffalo's waterfront, from Black Rock Riverside area to all the way down to Hamburg. So I have the whole city of Buffalo, Lackawanna, and Hamburg. So I have the old Bethlehem site and going down Hoover Beach and then Hamburg Beach and further down. So it's incredible. I mean, what I've seen just in my last 10 years of working in government is, you know, been faster than the last probably 40 years when it comes to the waterfront. So it's a great time to serve, and it's a great time to kind of represent this community.
Now, I have to ask you a question that came up this week. We had people from the New York State Environment. I'm forgetting the name of the group, but they test the water every day in the summer here in Erie County. And, you know, beaches closed last year for 30-some days out of 95 days they tested. Is that something you're looking at? And what moves do you think could be made, if any, to maybe, you know, not have as many days where we have to close the beaches to swimming?
You know, Buffalo is an old city, and in good ways, that's great. You know, we have huge, you know, historical assets. We have all this sort of legacy. But the other sort of downfall of it being an old city is our antiquated sewer system. Right now, we need to, you know, I don't want to speak for the mayor or the incoming mayor, but I'd say, you know, and I'd imagine they probably agree, you know, we need to do a serious assessment and probably a deep overhaul of how we process water runoff and how we essentially dump in the lake. You know, the reason why our water is dirty as often as it is different from other areas, where in other areas it's industry. It's because factories and all sort of polluting buildings are near water, and that's contaminated water. But that's not the case here. The case with us is that we have an antiquated sewer system that still dumps into the lake. And as long as that continues to happen, we're going to have times like this. But, you know, it's a goal of my, you know, tenure in state government, which I don't know if it lasts, you know, another year or another decade, who knows. But, it's to have that water swimmable every day during the summer. And it's going to be expensive. And, you know, investing into sewer treatment plants and that kind of infrastructure tends not to be the shiniest, wild, fun thing to do. But it's absolutely necessary. Or else we're going to continue to have problems.
Now, Assemblyman, you mentioned the outgoing mayor and the potential incoming mayor, and I've got to ask you something we talked about with Mitch Nowakowski earlier in the week. You look back at that primary. Do you think Mayor Chris Scanlon had a fair shot to prove himself before primary day?
I suppose I'd say anybody who is an incumbent in the office, you know, and decides to run for a full term, you know, they have to do it eyes wide open on the challenges ahead of them and what's going on. I mean, I think that I certainly wouldn't put the, all of the financial, problems that the city of Buffalo is having solely on acting Mayor Scanlon. But I'd also say, you know, acting Mayor Scanlon has been a city council member for 12 years, and he's, you know, in a way been part of it all. So it's probably tough for him to shake that a bit. But at the end of the day, you know, it's running for a full 4-year term is different from, you know, this kind of year and a couple months period that, or a little less, that acting mayor had. But, you know, we all know what we're getting into when we decide to run for office, and, you know, the parameters are different for everyone. And we just have to make the best of it. And, you know, obviously the voters felt clearly across the city that, you know, Senator Ryan was the right candidate. I think he won 5 out of either five or six of the nine councilmatic districts. So, you know, it speaks to sort of a broad appeal of having someone maybe not associated with city government be the next mayor.
Let's say he wins in November. Odds are obviously in his favor right now. What are you expecting or looking for from Sean Ryan to do differently when he takes over City Hall?
I'd say an emphasis on the quality of services that the city has and an emphasis on the transparency that that city government should have had. I'm of the belief that the financial problems that the city of Buffalo has is not going to be cured in 1 year because it wasn't caused in 1 year. And after years of kind of holding the line on taxes, I think, you know, the bills come due. And all of that now has to be reassessed. So, you know, he's got a road ahead of him, certainly. But I'm you know, confident that he'll have the right people around him, because really it's about the team you put around you when you're in an administration that's this big. You know, before running for assembly, I worked for County Executive Mark Poloncarz, and I got to witness firsthand everything from, you know, winter emergencies to COVID to, you know, you name it, things that can affect a government. So it's not easy, and it's really about the team you put around you. And I'm confident and hopeful that Senator Ryan's going to have the right team to meet the challenge.
Now, Assemblyman, before I let you go, we're talking with Jack O'Donnell about this in the next segment, but we talked with this with Rob Ort. I'd like to get your take on the governor eyeing potentially redistricting before the 26 midterms. What's your take on that?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I was just on the phone, coincidentally, with a legislator from Texas. And, you know, sort of hearing that perspective has been pretty interesting, too. You know, I would say that that our redistricting process has its flaws. And I think it warrants consideration on how to make that a better process. I can't speak to what they do in other states, obviously. Every state does it a bit differently. But, you know, I think that we owe the residents of the state of New York to be responsive to, you know, the changes that we're confronting. I mean, when we think about what this current administration is doing and what it's causing and the problems that it's causing, it's pretty shocking. I mean, we're talking about tourism. My last report I read is that Canadian traffic towards the U.S. is down terribly over the last 2 years. In fact, somebody told me that the car traffic from Canada coming over, Canadians coming over to Buffalo in the month of May was down 400,000 cars. And that's a hit to our economy. That's just on the tourism conversation. And that's not even getting into public school superintendents calling because they're worried, or community centers worried about being able to feed kids in summer programs, or, you know, people being afraid of losing their health care. Like, the chaos that the administration is causing is bad for the economy. It's bad for homeowners. It's bad for people on a pension. It's bad for people, you know, looking to retire. It's bad for people that just need health care. So it's, you know, we need to address things in all kinds of ways. But, you know, I don't think that the Republicans have much of a leg to stand on when it comes to sort of the argument where, you know, doing this is somehow, you know, corrupting some process, or, you know, is a knee-jerk reaction. I think that times are really proven to be scary for a lot of people, and we need to be responsive to that.
Assemblyman John Rivera, thank you so much for joining us. And I have to put this plea out here. I on Wednesdays, my show, weekday show 1 to 3, on Wednesdays, I always welcome a Democrat on for the first hour. And it's more of a debate format. I had Mitch Nowakowski on last week. I've got Brian Nowak on this week. Would love to have you if you have some free time in one of the coming weeks to join me for that segment.
Oh, I'd love to take you up on it.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, Assemblyman, appreciate you joining us. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. I'll see you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.